The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
My left eye's twitching.
You're going to be okay.
My left eye is twitching, bruh.
You're going to get through this just fine. It's the end of 2023.
And dude, by the way, I noticed the network's soaking on this 80s crack thing with my dad. I noticed
that. Yeah, they have been. They have been pushing that one.
I noticed that.
The results speak for themselves, boo. It's one of our most liked videos.
Couple of them. Like, damn, y'all be like my poverty stricken infant life.
I mean, look, when you talk about it so entertainingly, it's hard not to listen. It's hard not to appreciate,
what did the one person
man.
Say? He's like, man, because of him, parents and fathers and kids don't ever get along with the you grew up in a house with a crackhead.
All right. Well, dude, you want to do this a favor, boo?
No, you get into it, dude. Like I said, my eyes twitch.
All right. Well, we're about to get into some reactions, some slight reviews. We're going to get into an overall year review here. Overall, welcome to the show. Kick the beat, Josh.
Everybody. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's going down. A whole season with these clowns. I'm not going to make it to season two because I'm probably going to hang myself in front of you.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. Welcome to the show. It's been a year.
We f***ing survived. No one's kicked in the dough on any of us and shot us up.
No one's doxed us.
Surprisingly, I haven't been canceled.
I haven't killed myself.
I thank editing for me not being canceled, probably. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Shout out Big Comedy Network.
While you're visiting us, hit that like, hit that subscribe, comment some bullshit on our page. This episode is a fun one, man. Like, we've seen a lot this year in the theaters and games and shows.
In life. Ooh, it's been rough. There's no way to describe it.
So I want to bring something up real quick.
Ralph, how's your year been without giving us a fucking haiku?
Like, shit, bro. Not my life is.
in a nutshell, give us your year in a wrap.
Got a new relationship. I haven't seen my son in months. Divorce finalized.
Here goes the haiku. Here goes the haiku.
No haiku.
Do you even know what haiku means?
No.
Can you spell haiku for me, please?
Nah, I can't spell it.
Shit. Coming in with spice today.
First off, Roth, it's not obvious to our audience that I'm f***ing illiterate. You're not teaching them anything new.
I'm not trying to teach them anything. I didn't even have the audience in mind. Sorry, guys.
This is not all that well disclosed that Boo...
This is like, Boo, picking you for our spelling bee for the Olympic team. Shut the fuck up, Prof. Stupid. Can you spell stupid? Okay, then. Continue.
I only use words like it's all right.
You got in a new relationship. You know, stuff's going on with your kid. What else?
New job. Things are great, man. Life's good right now.
Hell yeah, new fifth job of the year. Keep that shit going.
No. Same job.
It's a regular life sandwich. You got some bullshit sandwich with some good shit. What about you, Boo?
Flipping burgers. That's it. How's yours?
Mine's been fun. I feel guilty talking about mine after hearing those two, so I don't think I'm gonna do it.
I ain't got the time.
No. You gotta brag a little bit.
I don't have the talent to doing MS cons and to drawing. And all that shit.
You earned it, bro. You earned it, Tim. Talk about it.
Sucking his dick. He don't need you licking his balls. He's already got enough.
Sorry, people. Boo. Your life wasn't as.
I mean, look, No one said my life was bad.
Shut up, dude. Oh my God.
It was bad. It wasn't as good as his was.
Okay. I mean, we've talked about it. Like, we've covered everything that we, you know, MGS Con was tight. I just did LA Comic Con. I had an art booth there. That was sick as hell too. It's been really cool, man. And then we launched this show this year, man. We're like, no one's mentioned that out of you two. We brought this show up and running.
This isn't a show.
With the network.
This is a reality. You know? This isn't a show. This is just me.
Not everyone else is doing it like we are. Not a whole lot.
We ain't doing it like no one else. We ain't doing shit.
We could always go higher.
We babies.
It's a process.
Lady Ballers, movie of the year.
I forget what it's about exactly. What's the synopsis?
You trying to get me canceled?
You brought it up. What are you're trying to get yourself canceled, bro? I'm now just asking regular questions.
No, I have it. I have it.
I mean, listen. Let's not go any further. For example, let's just example what we have on the table. All right, you brought up Lady Ballers with a big ass smile.
Is it like reverse? Funny. Is it reverse Joanna Man?
So yeah, what's the synopsis?
No, it is. We're Joanna here already, Man, bro.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right.
So it's a whole team of Joanna Mans.
You gotta watch it, Roth. It's a bunch of dudes who decide to. Since it's okay for men to join women's sports, they all are 5-star athletes and join the basketball. No, every sport, wrestling. One dude choke slams a chick. It's f***ed up, bro. The dude with the beard is really getting into it. He's like, no, coach, I'm the first day 52 of being a woman. He's like, oh, my God, I'm starting to menstruate. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, this is crazy, bro.
His uterus hurts. His uterus.
No, nah, but okay. It's pretty good, so, dude. It's...
If you have the means, go check this movie out again.
That right there was the number one trigger movie of the year by far, guys.
What a time to release it. Like, you know, it's just in time for the holidays. So just in time to watch it. And start a fight at the dinner table.
Now, we're going to talk about something that Tim's going to trip out on that I've, over the last 6 months, took a 360 on, and I'm starting to like a whole lot more. And you could thank this. You could thank the TV show.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
Monarch. Legends of Monsters.
Legacy of Monsters
is dope. Tight. If you don't want to hear this, Rob, spoilers and Josh.
Yeah, the drama in the show is so far really, it's captivating enough to keep going. Like, you're not sitting there bored, really. Like, and they're pacing it well enough right now to where if you think you're about to get bored of one thing, they switch it up just enough and at the right moment to keep you invested. Like, I like how they go back and forth between
that whole fucking flipping time shit is pretty fucking dope. That's between cool. The 1950s and then but my wife I like Kurt Russell's character.
I like him on both ends of the timeline too,
like,
dude.
Yeah, this is what you was doing, huh, young US agent? Okay.
That, and it's tight that his son is playing him like his younger self, which is really cool. Like,
wait, that's his
actual son playing him.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
But yeah, I know him as.
Yeah, exactly. But I was US
agent. That's US agent.
Yeah, but that's Wyatt Russell. That's Kurt Russell's son.
That's beautiful.
Damn,
beautiful.
Just like him. God damn.
There's a shot they do later. They do this father son thing. They have this image cast over him. I saw that.
They kind of phase it over him and it looks just like him.
And that's what I love about this show is that it gets you hyped for the people outside of the monsters too. Like I give a shit about Kurt Russell's character and then like, you know, the past stuff.
Yeah.
I actually care about like the family drama. Like, that's keeping me invested.
I told
too.
You what I like about it is that, okay, thank you for giving me the first human contact with Godzilla.
The Bikini Atoll testing, like where they
thank you for giving us.
You see how small he is at that point too.
Small at that time.
Bro, that's wild.
That was so small. You're not getting too much Godzilla, and you're not giving me too much monsters. You're just giving me enough monster. And then why are they making Monarch look like some cold, mean, evil-ass Nazi, bro?
See, that's the crazy thing is that, like, that's what Monarch's original vibe was sort of kind of supposed to be with that first movie. And they didn't have enough room to really like divulge in it because they focused on like the monster fights and everything, right? So with this show, they really get to go more in on like, yo, this is what
Monarch really is.
Fucking the government was up to trying to keep all this shit on the low. All of that stuff is pretty cool.
Now, speaking of monsters, let's talk about that trailer, Tim.
They made Godzilla Goku. They made Godzilla Goku. They gave my boy Khan a gauntlet.
That Thanos snapping, bro.
Man,
have you seen the trailer, Ralph?
Nah.
For Godzilla and Kong: New Empire,
I haven't.
Me and Tim have been on the villain for at least a year now. Me and Tim have been on it once they dropped the leaks on it.
Oh, the orangutan dude.
Yeah,
Scar is this motherfucking bro.
Scar King.
Is that his name? Scar.
Scar King is his name, and he's like the Nazis of the monster verse, bro.
Spine whip. That shit is nice.
He's a Hitler of the fucking mind of the universe, bro. He's apparently the most intelligent one.
He's been keeping the other ape race like deep in Hollow Earth.
Deep in Hollow Earth. That's why Kong's people, and you know the red hand you saw in Skull Island?
Right.
That's Scar King. That wasn't Kong.
That's Scar King. And apparently he's been taking all of the monsters and all of them and trying to put them under one roof that he rules. And Kong and Godzilla and these other monsters who are babies at the time are now being born, and he's being awoken to take over.
Bro, it's so crazy. The plot of Godzilla and Kong is slowly becoming like this one Bollywood movie I used to watch where it was legit. Yeah, like this overlord just took like these two brothers' families, and then they grew up and came back to kick ass.
Apparently, the Ice Age is because of Scar King, because he has the original Titan that he controls, that can control the ice and cause the Ice Age.
So, Boo, you've seen King of the Monsters, mm-hmm, with Ghidorah and Rodan and Mothra and shit.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they're going to go more into, you remember that spot they took us to, like the Godzilla Atlantis shit where that they ended up nuking?
Right.
I'm hoping we get to see or get some kind of explanation on that shit, dude.
No, they already said because the stairs look like the in the trailer, the chick is
walking up the stairs. What's her name walking upstairs.
And
that
looks like the same shit for the Godzilla. Same steep, yeah. Yep. And everything for Godzilla. I'm fascinated with the able to use a whip, bro.
So Godzilla, the Skull Island, Godzilla versus Kong was all basically well thought out then, right? It was all written out for this next movie.
Scar King was only created for this movie. He's a new character in the universe and is nothing, no lore. So what they're doing is the people, that it was Kong's family back in the day. You can assume they never gave to that handprint, but now all the red hands you saw are Scar Kings.
They would throw in elements to see what folks would respond to and see what they could kind of like sort of set up and get away with and like really like explode on. Like there's definitely parts about this universe that has been, yeah, preordained, and they've been like, you know, plotting exactly how to, for example, this movie was originally called Son of Kong. Because, yep, like, you know that little ape you see ends up adopting him by the end, presumably.
Diddy Kong, right? No, that's Super Nintendo.
Like I don't know if you saw the memes, dude. I don't know if you saw the memes, but they'll have like clips.
Bro,
of
they put
that
a hat on that.
Some of the captions are like voiced by Chris Pratt. That shit had me dying.
Bro, it looked like Diddy Kong, bro. You put a little hat on him, have him chewing banana. Don't want to be racist. I don't know if you're racist, you know, but like I already told Kim, I sent Tim a video about how racist motherfucker some shit is.
No. What was going on was I was rewatching Skull Island. I was rewatching Kong Skull Island, and it's right at the part where he's fighting the big skull crawler, and he's tied to the goddamn naval boat, getting beat on by a white skull monster. I'm like, oh god. Then I had to call him. I'd be like, hate you, Boo.
No, but then remember when I sent you the video of the dude who broke down how racist Godzilla versus Kong was? And what's the first thing he tell you? You put a on a boat in chains and in the water.
And you drug him too.
And you drug him and you know he can't swim.
And then you airlift his ass like he can't handle himself.
Yeah,
that
bro.
Whole thing was hilarious.
But now my boy's got the gauntlet.
Now he's kicking ass, dude. Now he's free roaming.
My thing is this, since Mothra and Godzilla had a thing going on, this Kong, you gotta watch Kong. Kong might slip up in there and take your bitch,
Kong
Godzilla.
Kong might get up in that Mothra.
Take your bitch. You better watch out.
I thought Kong liked blonde chicks.
Yeah, well, yeah, come on. You don't see the yellow on Mothra, dude? Mothra's as blonde as it gets for Kaiju, dude.
Tell like, you, bro, I guess so. Look around and bring her over one day, and he was like, "This is my boy Kong. What's up? What's up?"
Yeah, Godzilla got to watch out, you know.
Take that chick.
It ain't always
quick.
Rose before hoes, you know, in these Kaiju parts. Dude, the amount of people reacting to that end clip of them running together.
Oh, no.
As if Godzilla's never ran before in his entire 70 years of film history.
They re-broke it down. They said the evolution when he evolved, he evolved skinnier legs for more of a bulkier chest and everything. That's why he's able to run faster.
He was already running in the other movies. What are you talking about? Yeah, what's he doing running?
It's a new evolution. They could literally have this pull out shit wings in a minute. You can't say nothing.
And that's the thing. The whole point of these MonsterVerse movies is that they keep getting more ridiculous. They're getting to the point where it's like the 60s movies. And that's, I'm here for it, dude. Like, I'm down for that if shit. You're gonna, I saw a really great tweet by her. I think her name was Daikaiju Darling. Like, she's going, if you're gonna make the MonsterVerse weird and dumb, go for it. Where are the robot chickens? Where's Gigan? Where's Hedera? Right now, it's a lizard and a monkey fighting another lizard and a monkey. Like, I thought the complaint from a Godzilla fan was like, that's pretty extreme. But she's got a point in the sense of like, who's going to complain about Godzilla running when the entire point of these movies, if you can't tell, is that they keep getting wackier.
And it's not wacky, it's logic. But you need is talking to a Titan, bro.
Exactly. Like, they're doing sign language to a giant ass, like,
and you understand, he's signing back. That's the best part.
He's signing it
back.
He's
signing back.
Godzilla's out here doing, like, emotional.
Saying home, bro. Yeah. Home. And then the Asian girl's like, home, bitch. You want to go home, bitch? It's right there.
And he straight runs. He knew exactly what that meant.
And then did cardiac arrest on a goddamn gorilla Titan.
He brought him back to life.
got an axe, bro.
That he's using as like a grapple. He's using as like a multi-tool. You can't.
Well, here's where you up it up. Then powers up the axe. He comprehends that it takes power-ups like a video game.
He's out there using it as a flashlight in the trailer, dude. Like,
yeah, bro.
Thor had no idea what he was going to do with that shit, dude.
So, yeah, I wonder who made the gauntlet for him. Was it Monarch? You think Monarch made the gauntlet for him?
I think, yeah, because it's the same two girls from Monarch. Yeah.
So I think they made the gauntlet for him. And
I wonder what it's for. So I wonder what it's
actually gauntlet, like Thanos and shit.
Yeah, he guys a giant ass like yellow.
You see a giant ass gauntlet on his hand pop up, a monkey hand,
and it's like a modular gauntlet too. And it's a not modular. Just like it's moving around and shit.
Yeah,
like,
bro, and it goes all the way to mid forearm.
It goes all the
bro.
Way up to here.
Oh shit! What, did he lose his hand or some shit or what the?
No, that's the thing. I don't know what it's for yet.
They're saying in the first battle with Scar King, he gets his arm broken.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like that would make more sense.
In the first battle, he gets his motherfucking cat pill back. He gets bodied. And so,
think about how fast they have to make that thing. Did they even prep for the event of his appendages breaking? Like,
nah,
how
it's
long
like
does
RoboCop.
It take
to- it's like yeah. RoboCop. Remember when they had all that prototype shit?
Just ready to go.
No, because keep in mind, they went like this. Come on, after Godzilla versus Kong 1 and the Mega Godzilla and how Kong was working with Godzilla and he was actually fighting Godzilla against Godzilla at one point, holding his own, that at one point, I'm pretty sure Monarch with a paycheck, if you're watching the motherfucking TV show, they have a blank check from the U.S. government to do whatever they want. So it's not hard for them to show footage. And listen here, this big hairy son of a bitch stood for us. We need to get him some shit. If this mother-
we need to get him geared up, bro, for the next
bro, just in case.
He's the
we
rainy
gotta
day
have
guy.
Him ready.
Rainy day guy, man. Rainy day guy.
It's right there, Thanos. The only thing we ain't got is jewels for this to start.
My boy already went KO Ken and King of the Monsters. He went Super Saiyan God, and now he's like Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan this movie with the pink.
It's Super Saiyan Rose.
Yeah, it's Goku Black, right? Yeah, it's Goku
Black. Super Saiyan Rose. I'll give him that. After Super Saiyan Rose, you're getting into God mode, God tier. Then you're getting into instant.
Yeah, like what else is he going
to
do?
Ultra instant. Ultra instant. Once he gets to the one where he's doing this shit, where he's dodging the
it's either he's glowing all green or all white. That's the next step, right? Like, it's either all green or all
once
white.
Once he starts dodging punches, like he's Goku and Ultra Instinct.
Yeah. once he's dodging beams, like, and doing the twirl.
He's a Matrix, bro.
Once he does a twirl and then he fixes himself after the twirl, he's like, and he does a beam right after.
Once he starts doing that Goku shot, like anime,
Speaking of atomic breaths, dude, I've seen Godzilla Minus One like 3 times now. It is, I swear to God, Boo, the most devastating atomic breath I've seen Godzilla dish out.
I'll wait for it. Not because I don't want to. It's just my money right now.
Yeah, I get you.
No, not even money. I only want to go to the theater to see Deadpool 3, Aquaman 2.
I mean, bro, this one's breaking record.
And Kong versus Godzilla 2.
I feel that. I'm saying Minus One is breaking records. If you got a chance. I know,
but Minus One can't break them blunts I'm trying to smoke while watching it at the theater.
You wouldn't be able to do it with the other ones either.
Yeah, but those ones are just popping edible there. Godzilla's one of... Listen here, Tim. If you're going to understand my premise... Every episode of this TV show I'm watching requires at least a blunt to a blunt.
Oh, of course. I'm saying pop an edible for Minus One if you get the chance. But you know,
speaking of edibles, I'm on some shit. You need to eat these rosins.
Oh, I was able to tell earlier. You were on. You were slurring all over the place like when we were starting.
What are they? Gummies or what?
Yeah, are they gummies? Are they chocolates? What are they? Oh, it's the syringe.
What it is it's literally...
It's liquid candy.
You know the weed taste you taste in gummies? You know how they say 100 milligrams in this pack, 10 milligrams?
Yeah, you're just gummy. it's the concentrate that you're getting.
It's the actual shit, because I can't eat that gummy shit getting in my teeth. And it's only 100 milligrams in a pack of gummies, so I got to eat a bunch of them nasty-ass gummy bears.
Bro.
So my boy who works at the store was like, you want the cheat code? I'm like, what's the cheat code? He's like, I take 100 milligrams gummy and I'll put 300 milligrams of this hash rosin on it and eat
shit.
It. I'm like, ooh, I like that. And I took it one day when I was sitting up here and I put it under the tongue. That shit hit me in 5 minutes and just kept coming in waves harder and harder and harder and harder and harder. I was like, ooh.
Fucking like couch it. Lock right there.
Oh, no, I start cleaning up.
So I don't know, like, I got to think past me for this. Like, you know, you go to dispensary, sometimes you go to a new spot, they'll hook it up with like some free grams and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. I'm cleaning my shit up to record today. Literally out of nowhere, I find two baggies, fresh, unopened. And I can't for the life of me remember where, like how I got them from. And when you don't remember where it's from, it feels free.
You see how old he is? Baggies? That said baggies.
No, like the little aluminum packets or whatever. I don't whatever you call them. I don't call them anything. So I'm just like I
first get containers.
But these weren't
Tim, for tomorrow, bro. What? If you're not busy.
Assholes. My point Ross is
that motherfucking cow hay over there.
He brought out the baggie. Like that's what I'm saying.
It's a baggie.
Guy, he brought out the baggie.
The space bag, but it's a baggie.
He got more than the nails. But you don't say baggy. Ross's not sitting there, hey, boo. Let me hand me some of that baggy.
When's the last time you heard me ask anybody for baggies? I'm just like literally just never this guy like trying to
weed. Like, I found 2 baggies of weed.
Well, for I sure. found 2 baggies of weed, dude. What are you gonna
I'm
do?
Wrong. Like... If you I don't know, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, guys, let's talk about some other things. Shout out to NBA YoungBoy. Hey, I don't care what Joe Budden says. Love your music. Hey.
Who listen. Who really cares what Joe Budden says, though?
No, Joe Budden, bro. I'm gonna just tell you, like, there's a couple. Joe Budden better not go to a new a music award show because there's some that might follow him to the bathroom. Shout out to Adam22 at No Jump. You moved up this year. Hey,
made some progress with that movement, did he not?
Shout out to Surviving Puff Daddy.
Oh God,
bro! That Puff Daddy. If anybody's had a rough year,
told you he's more relevant than it seems, huh?
They're still building the case for him and Tupac, bro.
Yep.
But there's a documentary that came out 8 years ago. That who's for Tupac's murder was brought in as a suspicion for killing Biggie. Biggie got seen being shot up in an Impala, a green Impala, right?
Right.
The who worked with Puffy and all that shit and was part of Puffy's entourage drove a green Impala in LA. Now listen, they brought him in to interview him on motherfucking suspicion of killing motherfucking
Biggie. He was spilling the beans back then.
Yeah, about Biggie. He was about to say, he's like, I didn't kill Biggie, but I know who killed Tupac. So then he told them, if I don't get caught up if I don't get arrested for this shit, I'll tell you who killed Tupac. And he explained that he knew the was in the car. He was in the car when Tupac got killed. Now, that shit, that interview got put away, put on a shelf, and forgot. And you want to know why?
MF Doom's rap snitches.
Yeah, like... you want to know why that interview got put on the shelf? Because the only reason that the LAPD did that investigation was to get themselves out of a pickle, because Biggie's mom claimed it was corruption in the LAPD that got her son killed. So when they found out it was Keefe D and them didn't have nothing to do with it, and found out that it was some other, it exonerated all them. So years passed. This Keefe D get on Vlad TV talking about, I was in the car with Tupac. The nigga killed Tupac. I passed him a gun. Going on a bunch of interview rants talking about it. And then that's when the cops say, you know, we're going to plug you for it, because what you said in L.A. don't hold weight in Vegas. And you know where this lived? He moved out of L.A. to move to Vegas.
Ouch.
So shout out to Puff Daddy. He going through it.
I'd give a shout out to Willie Nelson for his 90th, for celebrating his 90th and still rocking.
Rest in peace, Norman Lear, for giving us some good, good, good TV, man.
Alan Arkin
died, yeah. Rest in peace, Alan Arkin. Talented actor.
Oh, shout out to Ozzy Osbourne on his retirement.
Now that's still living.
Shout out to Snoop for his attempt at a sober break.
Shout out to Will Smith and that entanglement of shit that's going on over there.
That is a train wreck.
A bunch of crazy shit happened this year to pop culture in general and to us, you know.
Shout out to the Cowboys getting dump trucked on again another year. Getting f***ing the ass by them in Frisco.
It's been a hell of a year, but we
straight
hope
up
that...
San Francisco treat, and I don't mean rice-a-roni.
He means Folsom.
It's been a hell of a year, but regardless, hell of, we hope
you ain't
that
closing
you will...
me out. I still got shit to say.
Jesus Christ! Well, then hurry up.
All right, you can go, Tim.
This is the end of last season. The last episode of the season, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit to wrap up on.
Yeah. Hurry up then.
Like, Tim, like, vinyl, dude. Vinyl's the shit now.
Shut the fuck up, bro. What do you got to say, boo?
Wow.
Blacks and UFOs.
I saw that shit.
That's a show. That's a document series where the cover features aliens with afros.
Aliens got afros.
What else is on the list, boo?
Why are you rushing me? You can go.
I'm not rushing. Just asking.
No, we know you're not Russian.
You're brown.
I'm reaching that point over here.
Shout out to Invincible.
I need to catch up on that. How was that season, actually? Yeah, you're right.
Great. Oh, now you want to pay. Yeah, I'm right.
I can't agree with you either, asshole.
No, you are.
Fuck
I love you. I love you.
God damn it.
I love you. I love you. Now, shout out to Baki being a straight
train wreck.
Man.
But you know what? Record of Ragnarok?
You totally made fun of me and talked down to Ragnarok earlier. Yes or no, Tim?
He's been since praising Record of Ragnarok for a while now. So that's...
Yeah, but you talked down. I don't like it. It's garbage. Roth.
It's not like you can't be turned around about Godzilla.
I didn't get turned around. I don't hate... No, I hate Godzilla, the character. I never hated the universe.
And you've been turned around on it.
I'll never be turned around to liking Godzilla.
If you want
to
see Godzilla die, boo, go watch Minus One.
When it comes out, Matt Blunt's, I'll even replay every time he dies.
How can you not like Godzilla, man? Godzilla's so cool.
He's boring.
No, he isn't. He's a big, giant, bright-up lizard.
Boring when it comes to the mystique of in character, he's boring, bro. When I got so much more shit I could look forward to when it comes to Kong and his universe in that same world, or all the other monsters in that other world. Godzilla come out the ocean, big dick and and then I spit my motherfucking goddamn
but
dip
him
on
and
you.
Kong have the same origin at this point. They both come from the hollow fucking earth.
Bro, my not sitting there spitting dip on everybody every time he gets pissed. Goddamn hick shit.
That's what he did on Skull Island.
Spitting atomic dip on everybody when he gets
Kong
mad.
Was out there just eating an octopus for no reason.
That was hungry. He was hungry. He was hungry.
Exactly.
Oh, so Godzilla's hungry, destroying everybody?
Godzilla's not out there destroying shit for no reason either.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him eat either.
Because Godzilla doesn't eat.
Okay.
He
eats, get out of here.
He eats radiation.
Oh, my God. You're just making my point even more. Because then what's your point of the argument of him eating the squid thing, you ass?
Godzilla and Kong.
And don't
do the
say
same...
it without giving me a haiku.
Godzilla
I've learned
and
how
Kong
to spell
the
it since then. I've Googled
thing.
It.
They thrash down fools who are causing ruckus in their territory. What do you think Kong was doing on Skull Island though?
Tim. Godzilla. Josh kicked the beat.
Oh, yeah. Mine. Baldur's Gate 3, Dave the Diver, Starfield, Tears of the Kingdom, Hogwarts Legacy. AI has been introduced in the commercial industry. Chat GPT boom, Mario movie, Rihanna performed the Super Bowl pregnant, Barbenheimer.
Spider-Man 2 got robbed.
Twitter turned to X, the Titan sub imploded. There were bomb cyclones in California. Jeremy Renner got run over by his cyber. Teacher strikes, SAG-AFTRA strike, Israel versus Hamas. F-35 got lost.